Well, Tom, as we look what's happening in the markets today, first and foremost, our grain guys would be upset if I didn't talk about this report this morning. And it doesn't look like a lot of real excitement for a March report.
No, they made some adjustments on the corn side. They increased feed usage 50 million, dropped ethanol usage by 50 million, which is a bit of a surprise maybe, and then bumped exports by 50 million. So the net was they dropped the carryout by 50 million. Those were all adjustments I don't think anybody really expected, but the bottom line didn't change all that much. And world stocks dropped by almost 4.5 million metric tons, so that was a little bit supportive. They increased the Argentine crop by 500,000 metric ton, left Brazil unchanged, actually dropped the South African crop by 2 million metric tons. So there were some adjustments made, and all that was mildly on the supportive side. We're up a couple cents on corn as a result.
Now, looking at the soybeans, kind of domestics just was pretty much left unchanged.
Yeah, it looks like the people who did the analysis on beans took the month off because it didn't change anything on the domestic side, and hardly changed anything on the world numbers for soybeans. They left the Argentine crop unchanged. They left the Brazilian crop unchanged, which a lot of people have been expecting that to be lowered because of some of the drier conditions they thought might have pulled the crop down. And as a matter of fact, CONAB came out with their numbers this morning and did lower their estimate of the crop a bit. So world stocks on soybeans actually went up 200,000-300,000 metric tons. So as a result, beans are down a nickel. But overall, I don't think it changes that much. We're going to pretty rapidly start talking about the intentions report and the stocks numbers at the end of the month, I suspect.
Well, this report kind of causes for some craziness for you guys because it comes out and you don't have much time to really look over the report because the market trades so fast.
Yeah, you almost have to look at the market reaction and then you go, okay, here's how the report came out, and let's go see what it actually said. Because you're right, I never did understand why they made that change and put those reports out in the middle of trading, but I guess it is what it is. You know, the other thing we probably should talk about is the fact that the dollar is sharply higher today. I think that's put a cast kind of a negative pall on everything. I mean, from the equity markets all the way through the livestock and the grain markets are seeing some pressure, I think, because of that sharply higher dollar today.
I was reading through your daily report that you send out, and you were making a comment as well about farmers are really kind of maybe rolling the dice, shall we say, when it comes to doing any selling of last year's crop for the corn.
Yeah, and new crop. There's a huge chunk of old crop sitting out in bins where people are, as I talk to them, I guess the plan is to wait and hope for a spring or summer rally, and they're doing that in the face of what, this sharply higher dollar, which is really hurting demand. Chinese demand for beans is starting to wane a little bit. The Brazilians aren't getting the business that I think that they expected to get. So everybody's sitting on their whole crop for 2 years here, kind of hoping everything gets better. And there's not a lot of things to look ahead at, except maybe possibly some weather problems. And you've got a full tank of subsoil, and you've got the possibility of an El Nino, which really minimizes the potential for upside. So it's kind of an interesting strategy.